ओम शांति। 18th फरवरी 2019 मंडे। द ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी एन एलिवेटेड ब्रह्मिन सोल हु ट्रांसफॉर्म अ स्टॉर्म तूफान इनटू अ गिफ्ट तोहफा by having imperishable zeal and enthusiasm. May you be an elevated Brahmin soul who transforms a storm into a gift by having imperishable zeal and enthusiasm. Zeal and enthusiasm are wings for the flying stage of Brahmins. Constantly continue to fly with these wings. This zeal and enthusiasm is the greatest of all powers for you, Brahmins. Your life is not a dry one. You always have the juice and sweetness of zeal and enthusiasm. Zeal and enthusiasm make something difficult easy. Souls with zeal and enthusiasm never become disheartened. Enthusiasm transforms souls' storms into a gift. Enthusiasm makes you experience any tests or problems to be entertainment. Those who maintain such imperishable zeal and enthusiasm are elevated Brahmins. So Baba is saying, your life is not a dry one. Your life has got the sweetness and juice of zeal and enthusiasm. And these two are the wings of the flying stage. So constantly continue to fly with these wings. And also these are the greatest of all powers for you Brahmins. And the souls with zeal and enthusiasm never become disheartened. For them nothing is impossible, and they experience any test or problem to be entertainment, and they transform storms into a gift. So zeal and enthusiasm, umang and utsa, zeal and zest, these are the wings. And when the enthusiasm is lost in life, everything becomes dull and drab. There is no music. There is no animation. The life becomes totally boring. So Baba has mentioned about what happens when you have these two things. But the question is how to remain enthusiastic all the time. How to maintain that enthusiasm all the time in Brahmin life. How to keep enthusiasm? Yeah. So there are many things when there is newness. We all heard yesterday's Murli. Baba said, you all have got list of Soman, list of self-respect. Keep those self-respect in front of you. When you are seated on the seat of self-respect, you cannot become upset. You cannot become upset. When you are seated on the self-respect, you cannot become disturbed. This is the seat of Shan. This is the seat of elevated respect. So stay seated on this self-respect, on this seat of self-respect, and you will not have any disturbance, any upheaval. So, and it is not just the same self-respect every day. Baba said, you have got a huge list of self-respect. So keep on reminding yourself of those different self-respect. So yesterday's Murli Baba gave different self-respect. What were they? There were 9 self-respect. What was the first self-respect in yesterday's Murli? Baba said, this is the first and this is the highest. The first self-respect is, who chose you and from where? From the 5 continents. You are God's chosen. So your first self-respect is, you are direct children of God and number 1 children of God. It is God who has chosen you. So when you have such intoxication, that time you can never become unenthusiastic. But whilst walking on this path of Gyan, when the self-respect is stolen, we never know. That's why Baba said, these are the treasures. Check your treasures. Are they there? They are unlimited. Father has given you unlimited, whether they are there or Maya comes and steals. So the very first self-respect is that we are direct children of God and we are number 1 children of God. The second self-respect is, He is the creator of this universe. You are the first creation. You are the first creation. So have the intoxication. Let not this intoxication come down. You are the first creation. And the third is, just as father is ancestor, just as father is Purvaj, just as father is forefather, just as the father is the progenitor of the universe, you are also Purvaj. Purvaj means forefather. Purvaj means ancestor. Purvaj means progenitor of the universe. So you are the Purvaj souls of this universe. You are the Pujya. Pujya means worship worthy. It's who is getting worshipped in temples. So have the intoxication of being a Purvaj souls. Then Adhar Murt and Uddhar Murt. You are the image of support and you are the image of upliftment. It's not only the Maharati souls who are Purvaj and who are Adhar and Uddhar Murt. Each one of you, everyone who has said my Baba, and to everyone whom Baba has said my child, he becomes responsible. Behind you, the whole souls of the entire universe are there. You are the support of myriads of souls of the universe. So you are the image of support and you are the image of upliftment. The world is in that abysmal stage of depression. You are the one who are going to uplift them, give them support. You are the last ray of hope for those souls. For they see no light. There is utter stark darkness in their lives. So you are the image of support and you are the image of upliftment. And then Taj, Takht and Tilak. You are the one who have claimed the Father's heart throne. You are the one who have got the Tilak of awareness. You are the one who have got Taj of crown of light. Baba asked the question, do you feel it light or is it heavy? Those who feel it light, raise the hands. That's what Baba asked yesterday. So, Taj and Takht and Tilak. And this is not an ordinary throne. This is God's heart throne. This is not the ordinary Tilak. This is the Tilak of awareness, Smriti. This is not the ordinary crown. This is the crown of light. And light means responsibility. And you are the responsible souls, accountable souls. So nobody can shirk one's responsibility, saying that we are new. Baba said, all those who have come and said, my Baba, and whosoever Baba said, my child, he becomes responsible. So there is no excuses like that we are new. Taj, Takht and Tilak. And then we are Brahmins who are going to become angels and who are going to become deity. So Brahmin souls who are going to become angels and who are going to become deity. This is also our self-respect, Asvaman. And then child and master. You are a child who has right over father's treasures, and treasures are unlimited. And you are the master. So these are the eight important self-respect, and the last one, which Baba talked in context of time. Because time is very important. What time is going on? This yug, this age is very small, but in this small age, big father comes. In this small age, big fathers comes. And in this small age, those who have understood the importance of self-respect, they alone will understand the importance of time. And time is such a thing, nobody can say that. People keep on asking about destruction. When would be the destruction? 10 years? 15 years? Baba says, can you guarantee about your own body? Can anybody say that? On this particular date, I am going to drop this mortal coil. None. So time is very important, and you have got double attainments at this time. So here Baba said, the last Soman, Master, Almighty Authority. This designation, post Martava, you get only at confluence age. So to remain enthusiastic from yesterday's Murli, remember only two things. Soman, that is to know oneself. Soman, self-respect means self-realization. Don't try to realize others. Realize yourself. That is self-respect. Don't come down from the seat of self-respect and do not forget the importance of time. These were the two important things from yesterday's Murli, which we can take as homework. Practicing Soman, practicing self-respect, not forgetting self-respect. Because the moment you forget self-respect, what happens? Body consciousness comes, arrogance comes. And for half the cycle you were parishan. For half the cycle you were disturbed. For half the cycle you had experienced that upheaval of body consciousness. And everything is because of forgetting this body consciousness. Have this soul consciousness or this higher consciousness. So, keeping on reminding oneself who I am, who we are. This is the most important task. And that's why Baba said, this all thing happens because there is lack of attention. That's why be alert, attentive, khabardar, hoshiyar. Never lose attention. Everything happens because there is a loss of attention. So when we are attentive all the time, sada, this always word, Baba said, just don't underline the word. Make it practical. In practical life, underline it. Don't underline the word always, but in practical life, underline this word. So make this thing always. Always means always keep on reminding yourself who you are, what I am, what I am, what I am. So for that, you need that newness, that inquisitiveness of a child to remain enthusiastic all the time. So Baba is saying, in today's blessing, stay enthusiastic, Enthusiasm and zeal are the wings. Enthusiasm and zeal are the power. Here also Baba said at one place, you have become knowledgeful, but you have not become powerful. You are not full of power. Now try to become powerful. So practicing Soman, what are the steps of practicing Soman or self-respect? How do you practice self-respect? Churn about it. Take any self-respect and churn about it. These are all the different self-respect Baba gave. Take any one of them. For example, first creation. You are the first creation. Take the one. You are the number one child. Imagine a father and he has got 10 children. Who would be the number one child? The one who would be obedient. The one who would respect him. The one who is hardworking, honest, faithful, loving, responsible. So thinking about such things, Purvaj, those who are ancestors, their responsibilities are higher. They cannot be careless, inadvertent. They will be very, very careful, meticulous in all their dealings. So taking any self-respect, making it practical, depending upon different situations, taking different self-respects, churning about them, going in solitude. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, go in solitude and churn. Churn as much as possible. By churning, the intellect expands. New dimensions are unleashed. We get access to those untrodden realms of consciousness, those uncharted kingdoms of emotions. So one of the ways of remaining enthusiasm is yesterday's Murli. First of all, thinking how to remain enthusiastic. Thinking how to stay enthusiastic. Second, read about how to stay enthusiastic. Because somewhere or other, we lose our enthusiasm. Enthusiasm to do efforts, enthusiasm of this Brahmin life. And as the vices enter, all enthusiasm is gone. The purer the life, the more would be the enthusiasm. The impurer the life, less would be the enthusiasm. So, enthusiasm. As if you are seeing everything for the first time. As if you have come in Gyan now. Behave like that. For example, there's a story of a young man who was traveling in one train. This man was in his 20s and he was sitting there, and there was a couple sitting in front in that boogie, and that boy or that man was suddenly shouting, "Oh father, look, the trees are going behind." And his father was sitting there, and then suddenly he says, "Look father, the clouds, they are flying with us." And then he suddenly says, "Look how beautiful that garden is, how beautiful that field is." And those couple who were sitting there, they say to that father, "Why don't you take him to some hospital? He is in his 20s and is behaving like a child, like a fool." The father says, "We are coming from hospital only. He was born blind and now he got his vision after operation." He was born blind and now he got his vision after operation. So this world is new for him. Everything is new for him. So he is so enthusiastic. He is enthusiastic about clouds. He is enthusiastic about trees. He is enthusiastic about field. He is enthusiastic about everything which he is seeing. The sky, the firmament, the air, the breeze. Everything is so new for him, as if he is now born. So behave as if you are now born. As if the eyes were closed and you were blind. And now somebody has operated the invisible eye surgery. And you got the new eye. The third eye of wisdom, which was closed for ages together. And now the eye has opened. Now with this new eye, see this world. And then there would be enthusiasm. So be enthusiastic. And they say, for enthusiasm, you act enthusiastically. Even if you don't have enthusiasm, behave, pretend, show off, be theatrical, and show that you are enthusiastic. Make that show of being enthusiastic. Even though inside you are feeling dull, total bored. So, act as if you are enthusiastic. That is the way to become enthusiastic. So that is one of the ways. How to become enthusiastic? Any other way? There are many. Busy in creativity. So bring creativity. Don't keep on doing the same thing. Do the same thing, but in different way. Reading the Murli, but read it in such a manner as if you have never read it before. For example, yesterday's Murli only. I don't think we have never heard any one of these songs before. Each one of us has heard all of these things. There is nothing new in this. Who has not heard Purvaj, Pujya and Adhar Murt and Uddhar Murt? We have heard all of these things. The words are very familiar. But we have not understood their depths. So let us know. Read the same thing with a different perspective. Read the same thing at some different time. Read the same thing at some different place. One is to sit in room and read this. Another is to go out and read it. Out in the sense, near nature, and to read it. One is to listen to this Murli, as we listened yesterday. One is to read with oneself, self-study. And that is more important. Self-study. Study at the same time, take any self-respect and then read it. For example, I am godly student. Today Baba said in Sakar Murli, this is wonderful godly student life. So I am a student and this is a study in front of me. The Murli is your syllabus. The Murli is your subject. The Murli is your something which you prepare for the exam. So you have to study it so thoroughly, as if some exam is going to happen on this Murli, as if somebody is going to ask me different points of this Murli. So how thorough I should be in each and every line. Nothing I should miss of this. If you want to score 100 marks in this subject of Gyan, you must have studied it thoroughly. Or if there is a viva exam, somebody is asking you questions and you have to answer, and that person can ask from anything, from anywhere. For example, what is the cause of lack of self-respect from yesterday's Murli? That is one which I already said. Carelessness and laziness. Carelessness and royal laziness. These are the two words Baba used at some other point of time. Because of this, Baba doesn't like this language. I will do it. Gay, gay, gay. This language Baba doesn't like. I will do it in future. Baba likes present tense. He doesn't like future continuous tense. I will do. I am trying to do. It will happen. All such things. These are royal alas. These are royal laziness and carelessness. Don't do this, Baba said. Yeah, the language of alas is kab, when, and the language of ab is turantan, instant donation. That's a great act of charity. So, to stay enthusiastic, also pay attention to your sleep. Enough sleep is needed to stay enthusiastic. To stay enthusiastic, pay enough attention to your diet. That's very important. To stay enthusiastic, pay attention to exercise. There are a lot of studies which have shown that those who exercise, those who flex the body, they remain enthusiastic. They have creative thoughts. So exercise has got indirect effect on thought process. So exercise is one of the things to stay enthusiastic. And then, as we said, churning to stay enthusiastic. Newness, creativity, different somas, and then good company. Sometimes bad company is a cause of loss of enthusiasm. Staying in the company of those who are highly enthusiastic about knowledge, about yoga, about service. If you stay with those people who disheartened you, then gradually you lose your enthusiasm. You lose your enthusiasm for Amrit Vela. You lose your enthusiasm for Murli churning. One should be inquisitive about knowing what Murli is this. This Murli was of 16th of November 2006. 16th of November 2006. How many years back? 13 years back, Baba is talking about this, all such things. That was the first season, first Murli of that season, November. So, intense love for Murli, for knowledge, to discuss it, to say it, to point out, to take out different topics from the Murli, and then discuss it out. These are the different ways to remain enthusiastic in this Brahmin life. Okay, Om Shanti.